Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
And happy Friday. Alex Jones Show, Catherine Albrecht filling in for Alex. My last day here with you guys. What a delight to be a part of the Alex Jones Freedom Empire making its way across the globe here. I've been hearing from people in New Zealand. I've been hearing from people across Europe. I've been hearing from people in South America. Amazing how this freedom message, we here in the U.S. think that we're kind of the epicenter of freedom. And I think in a lot of ways we are, especially if you're in a place like North Korea. You're probably looking out at the shining beacon of the U.S., but people are waking up to this message all over the globe in large measure because of programs like this one, in large measure because of the Internet, which is enabling us to get this message out. And, you know, I really think we have a brief window of time to do it, too, because you know that the globalists have their plan. The government would very much like to shut all of this down. You know, no more of that conversing. You know, I have this book on my floor-to-ceiling bookshelf of 20th century history. And it is all about the laws that were enacted in the Soviet Union. It's a really boring book. You know, it's just page after page of legal. It's translated in English, but it was a Russian law book or a Soviet law book in the Cold War. And in there, do you know that the Soviets actually required back in the day when they had mimeograph machines and they were first coming out with photocopiers that you had to get a permit in order to make copies of just a piece of paper? I'm looking at that going, okay, well, that's some serious top-down control there, because they didn't want, in the same way that the British back in the days of the founding fathers of the U.S., they didn't want more than a couple of people gathering at a time. That's why that particular right is right there in the U.S. Constitution in the Bill of Rights. They don't want people getting together. They don't want people disseminating information. Because if they can control all the information, of course, in the Soviet Union, they controlled the newspapers, they controlled the radio, they controlled the television. They were it. You had your state-controlled media, and that was all there was. And they didn't want people even making mimeographed copies. Anybody old enough to remember in the 60s and 70s those drum roller machines with the purple ink that would be all fuzzy? Your teacher would give you a handout, and it'd still be wet. It'd be like damp from the roller thing, and they had a particular smell about them. Well, you know, in those days, I'm sure even for teachers to hand out worksheets to their students, they had to get literally a permit from the government. And as I look at what's going on today, I think, my gosh, it would be fun just to teleport Stalin just ever so briefly into the modern era and just watch his, like, smoke come out of his ears and watch him absolutely flip out. Because we've got, you know, the power beyond photocopies, my goodness. We've got the power to reach literally hundreds of millions of people, and I'm so glad we're doing it. All right, well, my name is Catherine Albrecht. If you're not familiar with my work, I'm the RFID lady. I've been working on the issue of consumer privacy, shopper privacy, and fighting against the encroachment of radio frequency ID devices, whether it's in products or, as we're going to be talking about this hour, in furniture, heaven forbid, or the worst case of all, on human beings or even in human beings. I'm going to be talking about that a little bit this hour as well. The RFID microchip is merging with the cell phone, is merging with the global brain, is merging with the Internet. It's all coming together. And it's not a mistake, as I've said before on this show in my own program, that it's a web. It is called a web because there's a spider sitting at the center of it. It is called a net because there's somebody holding the net, and you may think that you're in charge of a lot of this technology, and in a lot of ways we are, but when it comes right down to it, this net, this web, is not only going to be a place through which we can communicate with one another, but it's going to be a place through which this global thing is going to have its eyes and ears on all of us. All right, we'll be talking about that this hour, also opening up for your phone calls a little bit later this hour. Microchip markets, RFID technology that transmits via the human body. Yeah, that, and we've got a new Wall Street Journal article out about how companies are tracking their employees. All right, all that and more when we come back. Catherine Albrecht filling in for Alex Jones. More right after this.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hey everybody, Ty Bollinger here. Once again, real life, real stories.
And he discovered Carnivora, was so thrilled with the product that he shared it with his family and his friends and his patients. My dad was a family physician, he was a medical doctor.
Almost all the symptoms were either diminished or gone. Amazing product, amazing results.
It's like an amazing thing having such a profound change in how I feel and knowing that it was the Carnivora that did it.
And a lot of patients got better, ranging from immune dysfunction to allergies and infection.
Here's the toll-free telephone number to call to access the Carnivora telecast at Carnivora.com on Tuesday, March 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call 1-888-694-9666. That's 1-888-694-9666. Once again, 1-888-694-9666. Visit Carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUSFLY to order now.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We all know the tough toys, the catty girls, and pretty boys. Make up that face, jump in the red. Life's good in this town.
It's our country. It's our planet, in case you hadn't noticed that lately. All you punks come out there. Yeah, the globalists want to think it's their town, but they are a tiny, meansy, minuscule little fraction of the mass of humanity that lives on this planet. And it really is time for us to remind them of that, especially because we've got a constitution that makes it very clear that these folks are our servants. So I'm always pleased when I see that, at least on the local level, the local and the state level, that the people who are getting elected kind of still get that. You know, it hasn't gone totally to their heads in the way that it has on the federal level. And on my own radio program, this is, of course, the Alex Jones Show, and I'm Catherine Albrecht, filling in for Alex. I do my own radio show for 2 hours, Monday through Friday. And on Fridays, I always kind of try to dispel a little bit of the darkness that we've been looking at all week long. And I do a little thing called Good News Friday. Well, I want to give you just a couple of the good news stories, just a little preview of what I'm going to be talking about on my show, and I want to share some of the positive stories that are coming out. It's always good news when we have something positive going on. Well, let me tell you, the state of Ohio is considering a ban against traffic cameras. Wouldn't that be a good thing? You know, the idea that the state has its eyes on all of our cars is really disturbing. We know that not only can the traffic cameras now zoom in and see your face or determine whether you're, you know, grimacing or scowling or smiling as you sit there at the red light, they're also able now to do automatic license plate recognition in a lot of municipalities. And this is a big income source for these communities. Well, there's a court in Ohio that has said, no, you can't be doing this. Let me just read you the article here. This is out of WOhio TV. They say the days of red light and speed cameras at Ohio intersections could be numbered. A Hamilton County court judge ruled Thursday, that would be yesterday, that a traffic camera ordinance in a little small village near Cincinnati cannot be enforced. Yeah, now this is interesting. Listen to the stats on this. You guys will die. All right, only 2,188 people live in Elmwood Place, Ohio, right? This is a little small town, 2,000 people approximately. But cameras have caught more than 20,000 drivers speeding through town in just the last, well, less than a year. They just installed these things in September of last year. So just a couple of months, 20,000 drivers getting tickets? You got to be kidding me. Well, what are they making off of this? $1.5 million since September of last year. October, November, December, that's like, what, 3 months? Wait, no, 3 months of 2012, 5 months worth? $1.5 million. You know why these guys are doing it. Yeah, in the decision, the judge said, well, not enough signage warning the motorists. They're not calibrating them. It's a for-profit company. A whole bunch of problems with this. But I am delighted to see that not only is the court striking this down, but there's even bipartisan legislation introduced in the state of Ohio to knock out those traffic cameras. We've been seeing legislation like this introduced in other states, and I would say this is an encouraging move. Wherever you're located, you may want to consider lobbying for those cameras to be shut down. You know, they do a lot more than just monitor people who are violating the law. Yeah, they can also use them for really any purpose they want to, and we ought to probably put the brakes on that. So I would encourage you to get involved in that movement against the eyes of the state being on every street corner. All right, the other bit of good news this week, I know it's kind of, I suppose it's good news, TSA allowing knives and golf clubs back on U.S. planes. I say I suppose it's good news because it's about time, isn't it? You know, like next they're going to tell us we're going to be allowed to, you know, have a conversation on the plane. It's pretty bad when they take away your rights and then they give them back to you piecemeal and we say, oh, thank you, government, sir. Thank you that we're allowed to do something that, you know, people have been doing for years and years before you took those rights away. But the U.S. TSA has said that it will allow people to carry small pocket knives onto passenger planes for the first time since the September 11th terrorist attacks, along with golf clubs, hockey sticks, and plastic wiffle ball style bats. Can you believe that it's been illegal for over 10 years now to carry a wiffle ball bat onto an airplane? Yeah, just try beating somebody over the head with that. You know, they've got the holes in them. They don't do much. All right. The agency will permit knives with retractable blades shorter than 2.3 inches. So we're talking just the barest tiny of pocket knives here. And narrower than 1/2 inch. The new rules are going to take effect at the end of April. Now, they're also going to allow sticks used to play lacrosse, billiards, and hockey, ski poles, and as many as 2 golf clubs. Yeah, you know, because if you have 3 or 4, you could get in big trouble with that. All right, the flight attendants having a hissy fit about this. I'm not sure why they get so upset about pocket knives. How many pocket knife attacks did we really have before they banned the pocket knives, really, realistically? Most men I know, especially in certain parts of the country in the South, actually carried a pocket knife. It was just part of the stuff in their pockets, along with their keys and their change and their wallets. And you didn't see a rash of you know, tiny knife attacks on the airplane. So I suppose that's good news. They're letting us do that again. Got another law out of Texas. Speaking of local lawmakers who are my heroes, got to say, Texas is now proposing one of the nation's most sweeping mobile privacy laws. If signed into law, this is such a no-brainer, but if signed into law, cops would actually have to get a warrant before they could use your phone to track you and get your location data. Now, a pair of new mobile privacy bills recently introduced in the state of Texas are among the, quote, most sweeping ever seen. Yeah, they actually offer better protection on the Texas state level than a couple of similar bills introduced in Congress this week. If passed, they would establish a probable cause requirement. Yeah, you'd have to get a warrant. You'd have to show probable cause in order to obtain location information from GPS devices and also tap and trace and cell phone tower location data. This data, if the bill passes, would only be disclosed to law enforcement, quote, if there's probable cause to believe the records disclosing location information will provide evidence in a criminal investigation. It's about flipping time, don't you think? All right, so I got to tell you, I am always delighted when we see on the state and local level these kinds of bills getting introduced. I have already, years ago, I gave up on the federal government, although I got to say I was pretty pleased with Rand Paul and his filibuster here over the last couple of days. So I think there is still some stuff that can be done on the federal level, but if you're really looking to make change, I believe that that change is going to be happening on the local and the state level. Joining me later this, the third hour of today's program, Tom Woods and I are going to be talking about nullification and state rights as well. So stay tuned for that. We'll definitely be getting into where the power structure is and where we as individuals can actually get in there and make some changes. All right, well, that's I got a couple more bits of good news, but I think that that's probably enough to tide us over for the moment. I now want to turn our attention to something that's maybe a little bit more disturbing. And you guys, if you've been following my work at all, and I know Alex has talked about this extensively on the show as well, we are fighting against the tagging of students in San Antonio, Texas, with RFID tracking beacons around their necks. And one of the reasons that we've said, hey, listen, this tracking pilot program at two schools down there, 4,200 kids being forced to wear a lanyard with a battery-powered ID tag around their necks that sends out a signal that's monitored every 25 seconds and recorded in a giant database so they know where all the kids are all the time, all day long. But it's going to set a bad precedent for the future, right? Those kids are going to grow up. And what is school all about? Well, school is about conditioning kids. It's really not about education. And I can't help myself. I got to share this other story with you. The other breaking news today, most New York City high school grads cannot read. Basic skills like reading, writing, and math need to be relearned. Nearly 80% of New York City high school graduates have to relearn basic skills like reading before they can enter the city university's community college system, right? So this story just out today. So let's clarify this because my background is in education. I have a doctorate from Harvard University in education. This is what I do. It's what I've done my whole life. And I can say that as far as education goes, the government schools, obviously, if 80% of kids graduating from them can't read or write, you would say that they're a failure, right? Well, if you talk to John Taylor Gatto, who I know has been a guest on this program in the past, who's written The Underground History of American Education, he former New York Teacher of the Year, so he knows what he's talking about, he'll come right out and tell you the schools aren't failing. The schools are succeeding brilliantly. They're doing exactly what they were set out to do, which is to condition kids to accept keeping their mouths shut, keeping their heads low, obeying authority, and staying in line. That's what the schools are about, and they succeed in that brilliantly. So when you take a look, now let's turn our attention away from New York, where 80% of kids can't read, and now let's look back at Texas, where you've got 4,200 kids as part of a trial this year with these remotely readable tracking devices around their necks. What do you think they're learning? What do you think they're teaching these kids? Well, they're teaching them to accept this notion that it's appropriate for the people in charge of you. Well, first of all, that there are people in charge of you in large numbers that can segregate, slice and dice you into a little age segregated unit that can then put this thing around your neck and punish you if you fail to wear it, like Andrea Hernandez, who was expelled for refusing to wear her little tracking device around her neck. So, you know, that sends a pretty powerful message. We will expel you. We will punish you. We will make your life miserable unless you don't. Well, already, the thing that I've been predicting, that this is going to hit the workplace, it's happening. New story out in the Wall Street Journal titled, Tracking Sensors Invade the Workplace. There's a new company out there putting trackers not only around employees' necks, but even on the furniture that they sit in to determine how often they get up or take breaks. All right, more on that story when we come back. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Catherine Albrecht filling in. Stay tuned.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Nothing left to lose. Nothing. I mean, nothing, honey, if it ain't free. And feeling good was easy to hold when he sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby.
You're listening
listening to The Alex Jones Show. Of course, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. I'm your guest host, Catherine Albrecht, riding shotgun with you for the next couple of hours. Going to open up the phone lines here in the next segment. Let me give out that number. It's 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. If you'd like to call in with a question or a comment about any of the topics we're talking about this hour, I want to get into this whole concept of tracking people becoming a normal part of life. And if they can get it into the schools, they always want to start with the kids. You know, as I said last week when I was a guest in studio with Alex, it's really about conditioning the kids. You know, Hitler said, I don't care about you adults who oppose me because I've already got your kids. See, that's where they want to go. And we look at the schools. They've got our kids in the schools. They're clearly doing a horrific job of educating them. But that's not what the schools are about, at least not according to John Taylor Gatto. He says the schools are about conditioning compliant adult units to function in the economy and to take the boring factory jobs and to sit at a boring desk and you know, work for until they're 65 and then take the government-issued retirement and just be good worker drones. That's what the schools are about. And they do a great job of that. Think about it. All day long, what are your kids told? You know, I was thinking about this recently. I was at church, and most of the kids at my church are homeschooled. But one of the kids is schooled at a government school, and he was doing something. I was taking water out of the water fountain and spraying it around the room or something. And I walked over to him, and I said, excuse me, where are we? Can you tell me what building we're in? Like, is it appropriate to be spewing the water? What? Where are we? And he just looked at me like a deer in the headlights. You know, I wanted to say, well, we're at church. I was going to say, well, church is probably not a good place to be, you know, doing what you're doing. But he just looked at me, and I realized I've tried several times to just even say hello or good morning or just have a little chat with this kid. And he never says anything. He's almost mute. And yet, you know, he can sit there and play his video games. He's got a little thumb on the machine. And I got to thinking, why is it that kids nowadays, kids who are government schooled, don't look you in the eye and they can't carry on a conversation with you? Whereas homeschooled kids do. In fact, that's always the difference. You can tell the homeschooled kids because they look you in the eye. They can speak. They've got ideas. They interact. They go back and forth. But the government school kids, they just kind of shrink away and stare at you with these wide-eyed stares, or else they just look at the floor. And I realized, what's the reason? What is the message that they get from the time they get to class in the morning until the time they leave? Don't talk. Be quiet. Keep your voice down. Don't talk. Be quiet. All day long, they're told not to talk. So is it any surprise that we're creating an entire generation, an entire country, full of people who do not know how to even speak, much less speak up against wrongdoing, but literally even speak at all? You know, I've heard about people going on dates, and they're literally, like, texting each other across the table from their little handheld devices rather than having actual conversations. So I think this ties in with this article out of the Wall Street Journal, this sensor tracking article. They're talking about furniture being outfitted with RFID receptor devices and also having these RFID devices around people's necks, right? This started at Bank of America. All right, let's see. Oh, by the way, we got a breaking news story. I gotta share this with you really quickly, and we're coming up on a break in a moment. But TSA screeners allow federal agent with fake bomb to pass through security at Newark Airport. That's breaking news out of the New York Post. We'll be posting that up on Infowars.com or Prison Planet. So you get the breaking news right first, right here on this radio program. This is the Alex Jones Show, of course. All right, speaking of sensors, you know, maybe that's what they're going to do at the airports now, just outfit everybody with a sensor. Did you hear the proposal a couple of years ago to actually put cameras onto the seat backs so they could sit there and watch you on the airplane? Yeah, well, the only reason that didn't fly is a lot, excuse the pun, that didn't fly because the frequent flyers said, heck no, you know, we're paying hundreds of bucks for these tickets, and that's the one place where we actually recognize that it's us you're going to be looking at rather than the terrorist. Well, Bank of America a couple of years ago wanted to study how people were interacting with one another. So they asked 90 workers to wear these badges, the same kind of thing they're using at the school down in San Antonio,
to wear these badges with tiny sensors to record their movements. And get this, they could even record their conversations and their tone of voice in the conversations. My question for you, why in the heck would 90 people agree to do that? If your employer asked you voluntarily to wear a thing around your neck that would record your conversations, I really hope you'd say no thank you. All right, I'm Catherine Albrecht, filling in for Alex Jones. And we'll be right back and taking your phone calls right after this. 800-259-9231. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we
Catherine Albrecht here with you, filling in for Alex Jones. This is the Alex Jones Show. And delightful being here with you. We're opening up the phone lines right now. And before we do that, I just wanted to make a couple of notes about health. We're going to be talking about health a little bit in the second hour of today's program, particularly complementary and alternative ways that you can deal with cancer. One of the things that's been kind of at the forefront of my life the last couple of years, as I've discussed on Alex Jones's show, and I think Alex was one of the first to break the story, I actually had stage 3C breast cancer, really nasty locally advanced breast cancer. And I am so excited because I just began on Wednesday the clinical trial of a new drug called, it's a mouthful, tetrathiomolybdate. This is a drug that's not funded by any pharmaceutical company. It is cheap enough. You could salt the roads with it. There's not big bucks behind it. But there is the folks at Cornell University. Dr. Linda Vidot is the researcher on this. And I got to tell you, there's a big story coming out next week in the New York Times about this. She just published her results in the Annals of Oncology. I am patient number 60 on this phase 2 clinical trial of this drug to prevent recurrence of breast cancer. And I got to tell you, I think this woman has cured breast cancer, because the way this disease kills you is it comes back. You know, you treat it and it's gone and you're in remission, and then 3, 5, 10, 20 years go by, and then if it does come back and metastasizes, then that's all she wrote. Well, the women that she's been treating, stage 4 cancer patients who normally have less than a 2-year lifespan, are now 6 years out with no evidence of disease whatsoever. It's extraordinary. It's amazing stuff. I've blogged about it on my blog. If you go to KatherineAlbrecht.com, or I know that's hard to spell, you can just try KMAshow.com. Click on the blog. You can see all the links right there. There are still spaces. I just spoke to her on Wednesday. She gave me permission to talk about it on the show before the New York Times article comes out next week. There are still spaces for a dozen more women on there. The key, though, is the women have to be stage 3 or stage 4. At high risk of breast cancer recurrence, they have to have no evidence of disease, in other words, no active tumors, and I believe she's taking stage 2 triple negative breast cancer patients. So you heard it first here, you're going to be hearing it in the New York Times next week, and when that hits, I got to say, I'm so excited. I am patient number 60 on that trial. No side effects as far as we can tell, other than preventing the cancer from coming back. Sounds mighty good to me. All right, I do want to get back to the phone lines here. I also want to remind you that InfoWars Shop is where you can go to get all your InfoWars gear. And also, please make a point of supporting the sponsors here on this radio program. And finally, speaking of health, Alex is in great health. I in no way believe that he has taken this week to do anything other than wrestle cactuses with his bare hands, I think was the email that came in earlier this week. So Alex is in absolutely fabulous health. I got to visit with him last week, and we just want to keep him that way. So I am glad that he is able to get just a little bit of a break. I know it can be a lot of work running the huge InfoWars empire. So when he comes back, I know he's going to be tan, rested, and ready to take on the new world order. And I know you guys are helping him do that, so keep it up. All right, phone lines are open, 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Noel listening in Illinois. Hello.
Yes, hello. Big fan of your work, Catherine. I was watching the cybersecurity hearing yesterday, the Senate hearing, and it just got me thinking again, knowing that we could be looming on the last days of freedom on the Internet. I'm a big fan of startpage.com. I used it a lot during my investigative reporting work to look up some documents away from Google. Any suggestions on say, email servers, or if someone wants to, is going to register a website away from a company like GoDaddy, who is pro SOPA and CISPA, or any suggestions or recommendations for those who are trying to do their best to prevent malicious attacks online, knowing that websites are tracked? You know, what are ways that we can prevent ourselves online?
You know, it's tough stuff. I've actually done a couple of interviews with the folks behind Tor, the Onion Router, which is a probably, you know, for the really hardcore folks who really want to restrict their you know, kind of create a buffer between themselves and the actual Internet. You can also use proxy servers. StartPage has a proxy server built in. A lot of people don't realize that when you search with StartPage, the private search engine that searches Google for you, but then strips out all the details and erases all records of your visit, that
I helped to create, so full disclosure there. When you use Start Page, among your Start Page search results, if you look at the underneath the results, you'll actually see it says View by IxQuick Proxy. And if you just want to visit a website privately, and I frequently do this if I'm visiting like the National Institutes of Health, looking up cancer research, for example, because I don't particularly want to send them my personal information or pick up one of their tracking cookies, what I'll do is I'll do the search on Start Page, I'll get the results, and then I'll click View by IxQuick Proxy of, you know, let's say NIH.gov, and when that information comes back, it's been filtered through Start Page. So Start Page goes out, loads the third-party website you want to see onto the Start Page servers, serves it to you, and then deletes all records that you've been there. The Onion Router is similar. I've heard good things, and in fact, my husband had just recently installed Ghostery on my computer to strip out a lot of the third-party tracking cookies and other observation. And, you know, one of the key places is your ISP. You know, that's one of the weak links, because your ISP is aware of all the websites that you're visiting unless they're HTTPS encrypted. So StartPage was actually the first search engine to incorporate HTTPS or SSL encryption just by default, but it means that your ISP can't observe what you're doing. And one of the things I want to encourage StartPage to develop as soon as we get our private email out there, the alternative to Gmail, is I want to encourage StartPage to develop a DNS lookup service, because the DNS is another place where every website that you're visiting, it's got to be resolved. They've got to resolve the DNS address, the IP address, and that's all being recorded as well. So it's a huge question. We could probably do 3 hours just on that alone, Noel, but I would say just keep an eye on what StartPage is doing, because we're working on a lot of those privacy products.
Oh, well, thank you so much. What was that program you just mentioned about the cookies? Because I've been aware about cookies as well. Did you say Ghostery?
Ghostery. Yeah, Ghostery. Ghostery. And I haven't sat down, I've been in a whirlwind lately, so I have not sat down to do the full top-to-bottom review, but my husband has, and he thought it was good enough to put it on our office computers and our home computers, so that's, and it's been kind of cool, because I get less garbage. So check that one out, too, and I'll keep folks posted on that. My website, by the way, kmashow.com, these are the kinds of things I talk about on my radio show. So, you know, if you're interested in that kind of information as it crosses my desk, that's usually where I get it out to folks. So thanks for the call, Noel. I appreciate your interest. Let's go to Zach listening in Tennessee. Good afternoon, Zach, or good morning, wherever you are. Hello.
Yes, ma'am. First of all, I want to start out and say that you do a great job with your analysis. The way that you're kind of calm, like the Hagmans, I think a lot of people like Alex's style, like I do, because they're either football players or military, but for a lot of the women and people who aren't awake yet, I think your style is really good. And I was going to ask
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Did you hear Mike Adams a couple weeks ago on Alex Jones? He was talking about, you know, it'll be amazing if we can even survive the next 50 years. And then I heard you talking to Alex about Ray Kurzweil. I didn't know if you saw the Sunday, February 24th edition of Coast to Coast AM, but he was on there, and they were talking about, you know, having these ships that were the size of blood cells by the time 2030, I'm sorry, rolls around. And so, I mean, that's only 17 years off. So that kind of correlates with what Mike Adams said about surviving the next 50 years. And I didn't know.
It depends on what you mean. Yeah, it depends on what you mean by surviving, because I think everybody feels like we're really starting to move very quickly in a particular direction. And Ray Kurzweil is interesting, because his book, The Singularity, it starts off, even if you don't read the whole book, if you can just read the first chapter, it starts off talking about what an exponential growth curve looks like. And for people who aren't mathematically inclined, it essentially means that for us to double the amount of technology we had back in, oh, I don't know, 5,000 BC, took like 1,000 years or 3,000, whatever, and then to double it, it begins doubling in shorter and shorter increments of time. So all of the technology, I'm making these numbers up, but like between 1800 and 1900, you had a doubling. And now you're having this doubling literally within a matter of weeks or even days, where we are absolutely at this exponential fast pace. And his whole theory here about the singularity is that it is going to begin increasing at a rate that we humanly can't keep track of, and that we will actually have to incorporate the computer network inside of our own brains or chips in our brains to even keep track of the pace of technological change. And that at some point, you talk about survival, at some point we will dump what he refers to, I'll paraphrase here, but basically these meat packages that we walk around in called bodies, and we will upload ourselves into this gigantic virtual matrix that's this computer network. And once we're in that, it won't matter if the Earth becomes too polluted to live on, because we will all just be bits and bytes in some vast, giant computerized brain. Now, what I think is so interesting about that is that it pretty much does correspond to what the Bible talks about as well in the book of Revelation, that there's going to be a time when everything is going to become numerical. We're going to have these numbers in our right hands or our foreheads. And when we take that, or when we bow down to that, when we become a part of that, when we worship that, that's pretty much all she wrote. At least in terms of, your ability to ever come in contact with God, to say the least. And I think the two are one and the same. I really do. I believe that this whole notion of uploading yourself for safekeeping or immortality into the computer system is going to be a form of handing your soul, literally removing your soul from your body and handing it over to this thing we're building. And the thing we're building, I think, as I mentioned on Alex's show last week, I think what we're building is the body of the beast. I think we're actually building the thing that this dark spirit is going to inhabit. So, yeah, the future, I don't know. People say, is it coming tomorrow? When's it all going to end? And I say, we really don't know. We don't. It could be thousands of years. It could be, a handful of years. But I will say this. We are the first generation to ever live on planet Earth that has the ability to implement the mark of the beast. And that's happened since I became an activist in 1999. I have watched it happen just in the last 12, 13 years. That we have that ability. So it's happening really quickly. I'm with you there.
The way he was trying to sell it is that your brain can only take in, like you said, like 300 million items of information, and after that you have to archive and dismiss it. So he was basically saying that by, taking these blood cell sized chips that, like you said, it's just like if you rewatch The Matrix, how they upload into The Matrix and get all these programs and software. But if you look at The Matrix...
At that point, are you even human anymore? Rick Kurzweil, and there's another guy named Peter Cochran, C-O-C-H-R-A-N-E. He has a blog. He's with British Telecom. He's kind of the Ray Kurzweil of England. And he actually wrote this really creepy blog entry that talks about how when his dad died, that he would have given anything. And, anytime you say I'd give anything, cue the dark music, right? He said he would give anything to remain in contact with that consciousness that was his father. And, once you start talking about trying to revive the dead or stay in contact with the dead, then you open yourself up to all kinds of disturbing things. And what he, in this article, talks about is how we will all become one single unified consciousness across not just the globe, but the universe. And then we will travel out into the universe looking for host bodies to inhabit. Now, this is not a religious guy. This is a technologist. So this whole idea that your brain can't contain it all, or your body can't even contain your own brain, that you're going to have to get out there and become sort of at one with this global entity or this universal entity, this universal consciousness. And it all ties in with the Age of Aquarius people and the New Age people. We're all going to have some kind of enlightenment. There's going to be some event, and we're all going to come together. And that sounds really beautiful when you're thinking about, ending war and world peace and such, but it starts sounding really scary when you start when you actually look at what the technologists are saying they want to do. And just for people who aren't aware, Ray Kurzweil is now the director of engineering for Google. So these crazy ideas that I'm talking about, even this Peter Cochran guy, he is the technologist for British Telecom, or was for many years. These are not bizarre out there philosophers. It's not David Icke making these statements, and I don't mean to imply he's bizarre or otherwise, make your own opinions on that, but he's more of a thinker of what's the future going to look like. These other guys are technologists with their hands actually on the power to implement it through Google and elsewhere. So Zach, take a look at Google Glass, this idea of a pair of glasses that you're just going to wear that will filter all of your experiences up into the cloud as you experience them. We're already there. It's happening as we go. Hey, listen, appreciate the call. Thanks for getting me off into some of that futuristic stuff, because it's really relevant, and we all feel it. All right, let's go to Dave, listening in Arizona. Hi, Dave.
Oh, hi, Catherine. Thank you for having me on. Are you still there?
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate the call. Go ahead.
Okay, good. Well, I'm going to hit you with a shocker, and then I'm going to tell you the solution. The shocker is, I believe, the mark of the beast has already implemented it. And, for example, I'm going to ask you a question here. Do you know the four ways that we can be marked in order that we will have to be able to buy and sell?
Well, there's one. I'm gonna jump in here before you get into that and tell you that there is one key component of the Mark of the Beast, which is a worship component. That when you read, and let me tell everybody where it is, the last book of the Bible, Revelation, you can remember the unlucky number 13, so it's in chapter 13. It's the last three verses in chapter 13. So go to the end of the Bible and then go to the end of chapter 13. And it talks about a time when all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and bond or imprisoned or enslaved, will be caused to have a number on their right hand or their forehead, without which they cannot buy and sell. And then in order to receive that, they will have to worship the beast or his image. So, Dave, I know lots of people contact me and they say, well, it's Sunday worship. That's the Seventh-day Adventist. Lots of people say, well, it's, you know, being Catholic or whatever. There's a million different explanations. But I would have to ask you, whatever it is that you're taking a number to do, it's not involving worship, at least not yet. I don't know anybody bowing the knee and making a prayer before receiving these numbers. Would you agree?
Okay, let me finish this now. Okay, if you go to Deuteronomy, the Lord asked his people to put his commandments in their frontlets, which is between the eyes. It's in the pineal gland. And he also said, bear them as a sign upon thine hand. What that means is we know the Ten Commandments, right? And we do the Ten Commandments so that people can see us following the Ten Commandments. When we do something that we obey God.
Well, I'm trying to tie this in, and we're about to come up on a break here in just a second, so I wanted to give you a chance. How does this tie in with the mark?
The mark of the beast is we also have to have the name or the number. Okay, do you say that you are a U.S. citizen on your taxes?
There's no worship there, Dave. That's where... Well, I'll tell you what. Drop me an email, kma@spychips.com. I'd love to talk to you further about this. Drop me an email. That's the best way to reach me, or call into my show. All right, we'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay tuned.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hey everybody, Ty Bollinger here. Once again, real life, real stories.
And he discovered Carnivora, was so thrilled with the product that he shared it with his family and his friends and his patients. My dad was a family physician, he was a medical doctor.
Almost all the symptoms were either diminished or gone. Amazing product, amazing results.
It's like an amazing thing having such a profound change in how I feel and knowing that it was the Carnivora that did it.
And a lot of patients got better, ranging from immune dysfunction to allergies and infection.
Here's the toll-free telephone number to call to access the Carnivora telecast at carnivora.com on Tuesday, March 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call 1-888-694-9666. That's 1-888-694-9666. Once again, 1-888-694-9666. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY to order now.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't call my name out your window when I'm leaving. I won't even turn my head. Don't send your kin folks to give me no talking. I'll be gone, like I said. You'd say the same old thing that you've been saying all along. Lay there in your bed and keep your mouth shut till I'm gone. Don't give me that old familiar cry and cuss and moan. Understand, you're a man.
Hey, that's Johnny Cash. What a classic. Catherine Albrecht here with you, filling in for Alex Jones. This is, of course, the Alex Jones Show. I want to encourage you to swing by Infowars.com, where all this information can be found right at your fingertips, and it's a blessing that it can. Let's hang on to that ability, folks. As they start talking about censoring the Internet, as they start talking about protecting the children, we've got to be there saying, I don't care what you do, but don't take away my Internet, and don't tax it. Don't put any kind of restrictions on making me use some kind of biometric or fingerprint or iris scan to access my own Internet. That is the direction they want to go, of course. That's exactly what they're going to do. They always step in and say, well, for efficiency or for security, one or the other, they're the two big watchwords. We need to fill in the blank. And they're going to push it, and they're going to push it hard. In fact, there's a new proposal over in Europe to get rid of pornography on the Internet. You know, hey, that might be a good thing. I don't know. There's a proposal out of Berkeley wanting to put taxes on email to fund the Postal Service. All right, well, let's look at both of those. On the face, you may say, well, arguments in pro, arguments con, First Amendment. They don't have that over in Europe, by the way. But you can look at that, but then you got to realize what's the real agenda underneath that. And the real agenda under it is they want to control, watch, monitor, and ultimately take away your right to hear radio programs like this and to go online and get the kind of information that you can get at Infowars.com. So say no to it. Fight back against it. All right. Let's see if we can fit in one or two more phone calls here in the last couple of minutes of this hour of the show. Let's go to Terry listening in Washington. Hi, Terry.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Go right ahead.
Hey, you've got to admit that after September 11th, the world as we know it is changed.
I would say absolutely. And, a bunch of us, including Alex, we were predicting this long before September 11th happened, that there was a plan afoot to have some major event occur that would enable them to take away our freedoms. So it's unfolding just the way we thought it would. We just didn't know what the event was going to be. So, yeah, I'm totally with you. September 11th changed a lot. Go ahead.
And the TSA just made the biggest, most stupid mistake they ever made.
How so?
To allow knives on the planes. Knives is what took the planes down.
Do you really believe that? Because I got to tell you, when I go on a plane, and I just want to say this, Terry, I carry a purse with me. My purse has, underwire in it. In fact, my bra has underwire in it, or at least did before I got breast cancer. You know, I could sharpen that into a knife. I mean, if you want to take a knife on the plane, there's 1,001 ways that you could take a sharpened metal object onto the plane. The fact that we're not seeing planes falling out of the sky left and right is, to my mind, evidence of exactly what Bruce Schneier, security expert, talks about in his new book. There really isn't a threat out there. Because if there was, I mean, my gosh, she could poison the water supply. She could be taking people down left and right. There's 1,001 ways that terrorists could absolutely be destroying this country. And the fact that it's not happening, to my mind, is absolutely evidence that it's not real. It isn't. And I could take my barrette and gouge your eye out. I could take a pencil out of my purse and jab it into your jugular vein. All right, we're coming up on a break. So sorry. This program always comes to a very quick end at that first hour. But when I come back on the other end, we're going to talk cancer treatments, alternative complementary medicine with John Saleem. Stay tuned. This is the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.